somehow. I've got salvation now. Keeps the spirit moving in my soul. Every day I find it's peace and joy in mine. And it keeps me singing in my soul. I'm singing.
Welcome back to Black Girl Squee, where we celebrate Black Girl Magic with a squee!
Squee!
I am Dee Dee, go by Death's Daughter on Twitter.
And I'm Enda, I go by Enda's Corner on Twitter.
And together, we're at Black Girl Squee on Twitter. On Tumblr, we're blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. And we're also available on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, Google Play, and most podcatchers. You can also listen to our shows directly on blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. And you can check out bonus content on the Black Girl Squee Patreon. That is at patreon.com/blackgirlsquee. For extra, super extra awesome content, please go to Inda's Patreon, where she has audio essays and links to her Black Swan Collective. So, just to remind you of our spoiler policy, and the policy is that we spoil shit. We might, I don't know what we'll spoil on here, but if we talk about TV, we're probably going to spoil something. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
We also cuss a lot, and we talk about peen. Yes. We're going to talk about a lot of peen. Hallelujah! And we squee loud and often, especially Enda. So adjust your volume accordingly. She's loud. She's loud.
Okay.
So with that, let us move on to our squee-worthy news. Oh wait, we did get one iTunes review. I just need to dig it up. The 5-star comment is from Mixophorical, who says, "What an important show. Makes me laugh, helps me learn, and find new things and people to love and support." So the title of it was Hilarious and Insightful. So thank you very much. It's
thank
good to
you.
Know that somebody's listening to the show and enjoying what we do, because we do work hard to give you some good stuff. So thank you, Mixphorical.
Yes.
And now we'll go on to our squee-worthy news.
All right.
So.
Okay. All right. So to start, you may or may not have already heard about one Sloane Stephens. She won the U.S. Open a couple of weeks ago. So Sloane is a completely remarkable person. She says she has had to overcome injuries and the loss of her father to win the U.S. Open. She said, "But I've had so many great moments here and so many sad moments here that winning here makes it even more special." So,
She found out that
yeah.
her father died while she was playing the U.S. Open 1 year. So,
wow.
yeah, to come back and win a few years later, that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And she's been criticized a lot for her past because of her work ethic, or what people say have a lack of. There's two-time U.S. Open winner Tracy Austin said, "Before you weren't sure how deep Sloan was going to dig, she wasn't always a battler." Well,
yeah,
she won now.
She battled back this time.
Apparently, though, there's no love lost for Serena, but she does look up to Venus. So,
yeah,
wow.
There's a lot been
Except
made in the
are,
press about the war of words between Serena and Sloan. So,
yeah, well, we're not all going to be friends with each
yeah.
other. So, okay, but like she said, we are following in Venus's footsteps. She's represented the game so well as an African American woman. Maddie and I are here to join her and represent just as well.
See, there's a couple things wrong with that statement. You're following Venus and Serena's footsteps.
Exactly.
They both represented the game well. Serena's not perfect,
yes.
but, you know, she is the greatest
human.
Women's tennis player of all time.
Yeah.
And also, Madison Keys does not identify as Black, so.
she's not one of us, I guess. But whatever, girl.
I can't. Do you, girl?
But I mean, congratulations. That's a big deal, and you just got, $3.7 million for a day's work, and I can't really say I've done the same, so.
Shit, I wish I could. Shit.
I know, right? I mean, we were all kind of hub. We would all be looking like her the way she was looking
yes.
at that check when she
Those
got
eyes
it.
Were big. Mine was
yeah.
too. Like, all these years?
Exactly.
From this
yes.
week? This week? Okay. Yes, I like this.
Yeah,
I like
okay.
this.
I know.
It's nice.
I know. Yes.
So to U.S. Open winner Sloan Stephens, we give a big... And speaking of... her sometimes opponent, Miss Serena Williams, recently gave birth to a healthy baby girl, and then introduced the world to her daughter, whose name is Alexis Ohanian Jr. That's right. I mean, if you're going to go by the Instagram.
Yes.
Her name is Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr.
Olympia.
Who is 15, maybe 20 days old, and has already won a Grand Slam. And
yes.
Mama will not let y'all forget. That's what I love.
Yes.
I love how she stay petty.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, I've already got a Grand Slam. Can you say that about Maria Sharapova? Anyway. Your babies could never.
No.
So, to Serena and little Alexis, we give a big scream!
Oh, by the way,
and also, shout out to that message she wrote on Reddit.
Yes.
That was a very polite and polite way to shade Sharapova and those excerpts from her book, Unstoppable.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah.
talking about her body and how she got it. Basically, she got it from her mama, and her mama was strong and resilient and powerful, and every inch a woman as well. So, suck it, Maria.
And also, by the way, I think little baby Alexis already also has her own Instagram. Yeah, Olympia Ohanian, and it's verified. Baby, not
Of
a month
course,
old.
when your
Yes.
fiance, hey, when your fiance owns Reddit, you have your own user account, and you can get what you want on the rest of the internet, I guess.
I know,
Oh,
right?
must be nice. So,
That, yeah,
well,
child
good
came
for
out the
her.
womb winning. Actually, was in the womb winning.
Just for real, basically,
Yes.
was cooking in the womb, winning. Lord, Lord have mercy. Just is a whole new
I
level
know,
of black
right?
excellence.
Okay. All right, so next one of our other favorites, because she is just still out here winning just because of her existence. Taraji P. Henson recently graced the cover of Marie Claire, and there's a cover story, You'll Never Outwork Me. It's Taraji P. Henson and the Art of the Hustle. Yes, and
Written
written
by
by
Janet
Janet Mock.
Mock.
So yes, so we got twice as nice there. Another one of our favorites. Yes,
Yeah, twice the black
it's
girl
like a
magic.
Taraji. She says, "I'm drawn to people who've got passion, who've got their bigger picture." So remember, she moved to DC. Where's she from? She from DC, moved to
She's
LA
from DC. She
a year, about
moved.
20 years ago, and she had her child, and she only had $700 to her name. And so, but she also says that she was worried about being typecast after a baby boy. And she says that her mission, well, her quote is, "My mission became showing that I'm a character actress. I can give them as many different performances as Meryl Streep, who is the one they look up to. Meryl Streep, watch this. You think black women can't do it? I'm trained just like she is." Juilliard?
And where was she trained?
Oh,
ATU.
Howard,
Sorry.
Howard. Oh, yeah. Okay.
ATU. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
You
no,
know.
Taraji is
Anyway,
freaking amazing. The thing is, I don't even think she was much on my radar
Yeah.
before Benjamin Button. And that was totally, out of the area that she had been doing, from like Baby Boy and stuff like that. Baby Boy and Hustle and Flow. Benjamin Button is completely, something else, and she was great in it. And so, I mean, but how long did it take her to get that opportunity? Yeah, so, but hey, she's still out here doing a damn thing, and Proud Mary is what, in February, I hope? January?
I
Oh,
think
that's even
January.
better. Because I cannot wait for
Yep.
that. Got Taraji as a hit woman. That's all I ever needed in life.
Just please.
Yes.
Yep. Just let us make it.
Whew.
And Billy Brown's in it too. Like, come on.
He's
Come
telling me he
on.
takes off his
Come
clothes next
on.
year.
That's all I need to know.
Yes.
So Taraji
Yes.
P. Henson, alum, you have a huge our next story. Is Lena Waithe makes history as the first queer black woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing. So, I'm gonna try to play this speech and hopefully it's audible.
Okay.
Young Sheldon, here's a bit of trivia for you. In 1839, novelist and playwright Edward Bulwer Lytton coined the phrase, "The pen is mightier than the sword."
What does that even mean?
It means that writers are more self-absorbed than actors.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series.
Donald Glover, Atlanta. Stephen Glover, Atlanta. Aziz Ansari, Lena Waithe, Master of None. Alec Berg, Silicon Valley. Billy Kimball, Veep. David Mandel, Veep.
And the Emmy goes to Aziz Ansari and Lena Waithe.
Lena Waithe has the distinction of being the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for writing in a comedy series. This is the second win for the multiple nominee, Aziz Ansari. Lena!
Wow, wow, wow. Gotta thank God. Gotta thank God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Let me reclaim my time. Give me a second. I got to thank God, or else I wouldn't be standing here. I want to thank my mother for inspiring this story and allowing me to share it with the world. I love you, Ma. Thank you, Aziz, for pushing me to co-write this, bro. Now we're standing here. I love you forever. Thank you and Alan for creating a show like Master of None where we can tell stories like this. Thank you, Netflix and Universal, for creating a beautiful playground for us to play on and shine. Ted and Cindy, we love you. Melina, you are magic. Angela, you are a legend. Kim, you are a force. Thank you for making this episode so special. To my girlfriend, I love you more than life itself. Alana, to my team, my chosen family, I love y'all. And last but certainly not least, my LGBTQIA family. I see each and every one of you. The things that make us different, those are our superpowers. Every day when you walk out the door, put on your imaginary cape, and go out there and conquer the world, because the world would not be as beautiful as it is if we weren't in it. And for everybody out there that showed us so much love for this episode, thank you for embracing a little Indian boy from South Carolina and a little queer black girl from the south side of Chicago. We appreciate it more than you could ever know. Thank you, Academy, for this. We love y'all. God bless y'all.
So...
I know, isn't that sweet to everything?
No.
I'm crying. Okay. So she made history. She's the first black woman. She's the first queer black woman.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that. It's important.
Yes.
It's important. It's an important part of the episode that they won for.
Yes.
And it's an important part of her identity and important part of the history that was made that night.
Yes.
You know, like many people have said, it's a shame that we're still doing firsts in 2016.
Yes.
But that's the way of this country. And as long as there are gatekeepers like the Television Academy and the whatever the Oscar Academy is called, then they're just going to be trickling out these firsts until the next millennium. Who knows? But that still doesn't mean this isn't a great achievement. Yes. And Lena is also staying busy.
Yes.
She has a Showtime drama called The Chi that has been picked up about a group of black men from Chicago, her hometown. She is also set to star in Ready Player One, which is the much anticipated Steven Spielberg adaptation of the cult YA novel. I'm assuming that if and when Master of None gets picked up for season 3, she'll probably be writing for that and appearing in episodes. So get them checks, girl. Get them checks.
Yes.
So Waif belongs to a new breed of Hollywood star, according to BuzzFeed, the multi-hyphenate. She is a writer, director, producer, actor. Combining these titles is no longer the preserve of big-name celebrities for their vanity projects. Increasingly, they're the way people traditionally locked out of the Hollywood system, i.e. queer women of color, certainly among them, can make the television and film that they want to see.
Yes.
We're seeing that not only with Lena Waithe, we're seeing that with Issa Rae. We're seeing that with Ava DuVernay. She writes, directs, produces. That is, and of course, I mean, we're seeing that as well with Donald Glover, who writes, directs, produces,
yes,
and acts.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the way for people, yes, of color in Hollywood,
yeah,
to basically do everything, which is,
yeah,
once again, we are working twice as hard for half as much. But
can I say that is the only episode of Master of None that I've watched, and it was very beautifully done. I mean, you can see how well it was written. You didn't need to know everything. You didn't have to, you know, like, catch up with, like, other episodes and stuff to know everything you needed to know about those characters. And, you know, mm-hmm, the way, you know, this whole Thanksgiving over the years has played out. And like she said, Angela Bassett, Kim Whitley, and I don't know who the lady is playing the grandma. They were all excellent in it. You know, just this really kind of small cast thing, and it just played out so beautifully. And I also have to say, superficially, she looked so good in her tux that night. Mm-hmm. She looked so good in that tux. And her girlfriend is black.
Yes.
I know I'm petty and I'm superficial, but...
No, yeah. No, it's important.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes.
It's important. At least somebody. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, at least somebody dates us.
At least somebody hot dates
you. I'm saying.
Because she looked good. I loved her tux.
Yeah. And, yeah. And, you know, Sterling Brown. I don't know which one. Which person in that couple I thirst for more?
I'm gonna tell
Sterling,
you, like,
or his wife Ryan.
I'm gonna tell you, like one of my friends had told me, learn to embrace the power of and.
Yes, I feel that in my spirit because Ryan is fine.
Yeah, she is.
But back to the topic.
Yes,
Lena Waithe. girl, congratulations.
Yes.
And we give you a big
squee! Okay. Speaking of black girls winning, as you may have heard, Rihanna Fenty's Fenty Beauty's darker foundations are selling out. A couple of weeks ago, she dropped her new makeup line, Fenty Beauty, and it features 40 shades of foundation covering people from albinism to deep, dark brown skin people. But Sephora reports that the shades from 390 and up are selling out, and I'm assuming that those are the numbers for the
brown, yeah, shades.
Yeah, the very brown shades. Stores,
the last shade is 490.
Ah, okay, yeah. So stores have had to replenish stock daily instead of waiting for weekly shipments. And
it's real.
I just have to say, I just loved how happy so many people were on my timeline the Friday that came out, because so much horribleness is happening here, but now you just see so many people just happy, like, I finally have a foundation that I don't have to blend with like two or three other types to come up with my skin tone. And when I saw, mm-hmm, Gabourey Sidibe, I could not tell she was wearing any type of makeup at all, except her skin was glowing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and mm-hmm, her. And then I did see a couple of days later the lady with albinism, and I couldn't tell she was wearing makeup either. I mean, wow! Mm-hmm. Just how did it take people so long to just finally figure this out?
I think nobody was trying.
Yeah, that might be it.
And Rihanna actually tried.
Yeah.
And she put a lot of thought and care into it. And I've seen some of the darker skinned beauty bloggers on YouTube.
Yes.
Just being so happy to find their shade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and to have choices.
Yes.
Like, not only does this shade fit, but also this shade.
Wow.
And if I took them both and mixed them, I would get something even better. Or so, and like, there is one beauty blogger, her name is Nima Tang.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had taken her swatches and tried to say that they couldn't find a shade for dark-skinned women, but there was a perfect shade on the swatch, just at the above at the arm. So
yes.
Somebody took her swatches from Snapchat and misrepresented them, just to cause some controversy and to criticize the brand. And you know, criticism is good. It's the first launch and it's not going to be perfect, but it is very inclusive.
Yes. It's
very inclusive. And people complained about all of the pale shades. Because at first glance, it did look to be a lot, but people weren't thinking about black people without albinism. Rihanna was. So.
Right.
That's, you know, that y'all just got to take that. Y'all got to take that L. She's not taking that L. But Nima Tang did mention that when she went into Sephora to get her Fenty Beauty, she was so happy to see other dark-skinned girls like her being able to find their shade so easily. And she said it made her cry.
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is really, Fenty Beauty is really making a lot of black women happy.
Yes.
And she's not done. This was just the first launch. This was just the first introductory launch. She's coming out with 40 shades. She's not playing around. There's more to come. There's a holiday collection coming out in a few weeks.
Yes.
With eyeshadows and lipsticks. And there are supposed to be new shades of foundation. So the collection is going to be even more inclusive. And already other brands are sweating.
Yep.
Because they're
saw some,
Marc Jacobs, them Kardashians, all these other folks are coming out with trying to prove how diverse they are. And I'm like, y'all late. Y'all really late.
And then for really
an upstart.
They actually make a move.
Hmm?
And then didn't actually show models with their makeup on. They just threw pictures up there and like a couple of swatches with like one dark, you know, black girl arm and three white people are really pale.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That was just lazy as fuck.
It's insulting.
Yep.
But for somebody to come out of music
and
hit this hard on the first initial launch, to have all these folks scrambling. That's a good job. That's at the end of the day, that's a win.
Yep.
And I just can't see it doing anything but getting better and being more expansive. So shout out to Rihanna.
Yes.
And Fenty Beauty. And this is so smart because she did it right before New York Fashion Week. where she was set to release a new line of Puma clothing.
Oh my
God. So she had her own models in her own clothing line wearing her makeup.
See, y'all
like,
be talking
bitch,
about...
Bitch, can you imagine the vision?
I know.
The vision.
See, y'all be talking about how Jay-Z and them done business, right, and stuff like that. Look at what she's doing. Look at this shit.
What Jay-Z say? I'm not a businessman, I'm a business
I'm a business man.
So is she.
Yes.
Give it up to you, Rihanna. Rihanna, yeah. We give you all the oh my gosh, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, and also for everybody who finally, you know, found the shade they needed.
Yes.
All right.
So, from speaking of beauty.
Yep.
Monroe Bergdorf has landed a new beauty campaign. Less than 2 weeks after L'Oreal UK fired Monroe Bergdorf because of a post she wrote denouncing white supremacy, the DJ, activist, and model got herself another beauty campaign. Get them checks, Monroe.
Yep.
This time it's for the brand Il Maschio, which in the past has taken hard stances against things like the Trump administration, fascism, and discrimination. In the past, according to an Il Maschio spokesperson, Monroe embodies diversity and individuality. She is not scared to truly be herself. But Monroe doesn't just stop there. She speaks out about the issues that affect not just her, but the rest of our generation, seeking to improve the society we live in. That is what makes her a true Il Maschio ambassador. Yes.
Oh,
shots
yeah.
Shots fired at L'Oreal.
Yep.
And I think the founder just recently died. So.
Oh, wow. So y'all really losing on this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's just like some things are a slam dunk.
Yep.
There's some things there's not two sides of.
Exactly.
There's not two valid sides of it. There's not two valid sides of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Or fascism. Or Trump.
Yep.
So when you try to sit on the fence, you look like L'Oreal, you look like ESPN.
Yep.
You look like you look weak, and you look like an organization that's not worth respecting.
Yep.
But all my respect goes to Monroe Bergdorf because she told the truth. There were no lies detected, and and she's prospering. So
yes.
Go ahead, girl.
Yep.
To Monroe Bergdorf, we give a big
squee! Okay. All right. Now to something I really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to add a couple more to this because yesterday was a really, really good Music Friday, but we'll start with these first. If you had some really good music coming out lately, if you may have heard, Lizzo just released Truth Hurts. And Lizzo just never disappoints.
Right. I mean, didn't she put out Water Me like 3-4 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah.
And I love that song.
Yeah. I love that video too.
That is a bop.
Yes.
As the kids say.
It is. Like I said, she just doesn't disappoint.
Nope.
Oh, and by the way, if you haven't watched it, it should still be on YouTube. Go watch her performance by South at Southwest. It's like a half hour long, and she fucking tore that shit up.
Yeah.
Give her the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Because I heard Beyonce's husband ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right. And also, you should also check out Liz Wright's new album, Grace.
Hell yeah.
Yes. NPR did a first listen for it. So if you follow NPR, they'll do first listens. You can listen to an album like a week in advance before it comes out, and then they'll take it down before that. But you can stream it as much as you want, you know.
I did.
Yes. And so this is Liz Wright's sixth studio album, and it is produced by Jill Wright. And it is an album of covers. It covers songs made famous by Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Katie Lang. As Wright says, I started on this record with Joe Henry before last fall, and I knew it would be called Grace or be about grace or something. Then after the elections and even leading up to them, the tone of the country was almost forcing a change that was really uncomfortable. I was in Europe when the election results came. After that, I was like, I need to remember what I know to be my home, not just North Carolina, but Georgia, and the way people relate and the way Southern people work, the way they cooperate, the way they're in tune with the earth. I need to study that right now for my own well-being, because I know the truth. I know my life. So having said that, you know this is some healing music. I mean, her voice is always like that, so now she puts it to really good use here. I mean, like I said, this woman never disappoints. She does not know how to make a bad album. So, yeah.
So if you need... her voice is magic. It is literal magic. That big old beautiful voice coming from that tiny human being. Oh my God!
And let me tell you, I might have told you this before, but I literally picked up her first CD while I was in Borders one day. I literally picked it up just because she has such a cute face. Mm-hmm. I picked it up and I did the, because you know they used to have those scanners you could listen to, you know, some samples on it. And I scanned it, listened to some samples. I bought it. My life has not been the same since.
Basically.
Yeah.
Just, oh my God, she's so good.
Yes. All right.
So good.
Okay.
She also, said in another article that, you know, this was her version of Americana.
Yes.
Because she said that, you know, it's big right now, but, you know, there's a lot of people in Americana that aren't being represented.
Yep.
I see what you're saying, Liz. Yep. I see what you're saying. So I guess it's you and Rihanna and Giddens holding it down for black women.
Oh, yeah.
So appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
But, yeah.
All right. Yeah, definitely pick that up. It's, like I said, healing music. Healing
music. Her voice.
Yeah.
Her voice. I can't get over it. I can't.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Okay. So also, in case you missed it, which I hope you didn't, Sid, also we used to know her as Sid the Kid, she released a new EP, Always Never Home, and she did that ahead, I believe, of a tour, because she's about to tour, mm-hmm. or she's already started touring by now. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, short but sweet, you know, you want to check her out, because she also just has another one of those voices. Just like, lay back, you know, feel like you're smoking a blunt. In a good way. And I mean that in a good way. Like, it's mm-hmm. that fucking relaxing. It is really that relaxing. I mean.
Everybody says, oh, everybody wants to clown her vocals or whatever, but, you know.
She is soothing.
If her vocals weren't nice, she wouldn't be on Everybody album.
Yeah, her voice is just soothing.
She's on Everybody album. Yeah.
And she can write.
She can write. She can produce.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, she's been working hard.
Yep.
She's on Daniel Caesar's album. She's on, what's the,
She just did a song, with Quinn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sticky Situation.
Yep. She did that.
She was on, oh gosh, what is the name of the DJ that works with everybody that remixes people's songs? It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember. But anyways, she was on that album. She's going on tour with the internet.
Yep.
Ain't no going solo, bitch. she's still part of the internet.
Yeah.
She says she's also working with Kelly Rowland.
Yes!
On new music.
That's like, it. That's it. Kelly Rowland.
She's also written with Kalani.
Everywhere.
Just pick a new R&B album. She's guesting on it.
Yep.
She's working hard. Get them checks in.
Yep.
And bring them home to me.
Okay, hold up. Because yesterday, there were just so freaking many black women who released albums yesterday. This has like been the best fall and the best Music Friday I've seen in a very long time. And so I just have to give a shout out to, one is Annabelle Lee. They released their album, The Cleansing. Rhapsody dropped her album, Layla's Wisdom. Cold Specs, she dropped Fool's Paradise. And Tangina, Tangina Stone, she released Elevate. And one that I missed when I was doing that thread yesterday, Letticy, she dropped an album too. Let me see if I can remember what it's called. She dropped an album and it is called, give me a second. Okay, no, it doesn't have the name of it here, but she dropped an album yesterday too. So black women were all over the first of fall dropping albums.
Yeah. What's that song?
Yes.
High. That song,
yeah,
bangs. I love the horns in that song. So. Yeah. Anyways, I hope the whole album is flames, and because that new song is hot. So,
well, it's Letticy, so.
Yeah, that's another one. Her voice is amazing, and the new album is called Let Love Rule.
Oh, like Lenny Kravitz. Love Rule.
See. She did that song.
Yeah, I would. Because I bet she could throw down on it.
I would. Oh my God.
Yes.
It would be sickening. So.
Okay, so.
Yes, to Squee, to all these ladies in the world of music, thank you for blessing and enriching our lives. We need you.
Oh, I forgot to say, Witch Prophet, she's a queer artist out of Toronto. She did the compilation album for 88 Days of Fortune yesterday, Cosmic Melanin. So if you go to Bandcamp, look her up on there. There are a ton of these compilation albums, and they are so good with this collective that she's done. So, yeah, more black girl magic.
Amen. And you will probably hear a lot of this music on
the Black Swan Collective.
The Black Swan Collective.
Yes. Yep.
So people, y'all need to get into that, and then y'all won't be surprised when all this good music comes up on you. You'll be ready. Stay ready. You ain't got to get ready. See? Stay ready. And DeLorean and the Black Swan Collective.
All right.
Anyway, so that is our Squeeworthy news. As you can see, we had a lot of it. And that's only the tip of the iceberg because we're just coming back from hiatus. So now we got to get into this fade. It's time for somebody to catch the fade. And there's a whole bunch more that could have catched the fade, but, you know, we're trying to keep this show short. Relatively short. So right now, ESPN got to catch this fade. They recently condemned sports anchor Jemele Hill for tweeting that Trump is a white supremacist, which last time I checked has still not been debunked. It's still true. Last week, Jemele Hill tweeted, "Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists." Again, find the lie. facts on facts on facts. Then, an ESPN statement said that the comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele, and she recognizes her actions were inappropriate. ESPN has a policy that encourages sports journalists to refrain from political editorializing, personal attacks, or drive-by comments directed at then-candidates Trump and Clinton. So after Trump was elected, the policy was adjusted to allow commentators like Hill to express their views if the topic is related to a current issue impacting sports.
Okay.
And it's, sports players are getting more political these days. Colin Kaepernick today we've seen Stephen Curry and LeBron James and even Chris Paul speak out against Trump just because Trump's petty ass is mad that they don't want to come to the White House. He's calling him. What is
he called? Colin Kaepernick a son of a bitch.
Like, really? For what? Okay, so yeah, so this is what we're dealing with. This is what y'all elected. Yep. Jemele Hill says that sports have always been political. The athletes are dragging us here. I didn't ask Colin Kaepernick to kneel. He did it on his own. So was I supposed to act like he didn't? So, one, Jemele has never deleted the tweet. The tweets. I don't think she will. I read a different article. There was a profile of her in on The Ringer, where she gets so much abuse on the internet daily, not just after tweeting about Trump, but on a daily basis she gets a lot of bullshit because she is a black woman in a traditionally male field. And people don't think that she's allowed to have opinions about sports when it's her job to have opinions about sports. And and she also has a great mind and can multitask, can think about more than one idea at a time. And of course she's going to comment on the state of the country that she lives in and the state of the leadership or the lack of leadership in the country that she lives in. And and if you read that profile, she has been through a lot in her personal life. A lot. She's managed to overcome it and to become the face of SportsCenter, the flagship show on ESPN, where she and her co-host Michael Smith have pretty much they've painted SportsCenter black. They've infused a lot of black culture, black pop culture into that 6 o'clock SportsCenter. And of course, white supremacists are mad. It was okay for Bill Simmons when he did it and he wanted to talk about The Wire or whatever, or Game of Thrones, or whatever other pop culture was popular at the time. But when Michael Smith and Jemele Hill want to redo the intro of SportsCenter to look like the theme song from A Different yep. World, people have problems. So there's a culture war going on, and people are focusing on Hill, because I doubt Michael Smith's mentions are half as bad as Jemele Hill's on a daily basis. After she basically told the truth, things got even worse. People were urging her to get fired. The damn White House secretary, who has it out, the White House press secretary, anybody in that position just obviously has it out for black women, because they constantly shit on April Ryan, and now this new press secretary is called for Jemele Hill to get fired. Like, that's not in your purview, Ma. Like, sit down. Sit down. Stick to politics. So yeah, the way ESPN threw Jemele Hill under the bus, they can catch the fade for that, because that's just weak sauce. You stand by your employee. You don't make a statement that basically lets us know you treated her like a child. Like, we've addressed this with Jemele. She recognizes that her actions were inappropriate.
Yep.
She's a grown-ass woman who told the truth on her personal Twitter. It was nice that for once,
yes,
some black men did come and support her, because another shady move by ESPN, they tried to keep Jemele Hill and her co-host Michael Smith from hosting the 6 o'clock Sports Center after the press secretary, the White House press secretary, urged that she be fired. So they tried to find some other Negroes to host the 6 o'clock Sports Center. They said no. And they realized, oh, well, if all the black people aren't going to show up, we'll have to do it with white people. And that's going to look really weird. So they said, Jemele, come on back on and do your show. So that, you know, that's what happens when black folks stick together.
Yep.
You make these folks look foolish. So they catch the fade for that too. Y'all just losing. Y'all just losing. Y'all just losing. And somebody who's willing to take a stand, a sports publication or sports organization that's willing to take a stand against something that's such a home run, taking a stand against white supremacy is not controversial unless you're trying to appeal to white supremacists. And if that's the case, then I can't fuck with you. So, ESPN catches the fade.
No,
anything else you want to say?
That was a fade.
um, just also everybody that's involved in the Kanika Jenkins case catches the fade, except her mama. Everybody that was commenting on it and saying that she should have picked better friends as a way to avoid being raped and murdered and stuffed in a fridge can catch the fade. All these ignorant people on Twitter.
Yes.
Can you catch the fade? Yeah. Oh, and Lord, just
yes, most definitely.
Peace and healing to her mama. All right. So now, let's switch topics. let's talk about some pain, y'all. Happy peen dance. Wait, never mind. Anyway, we've inducted this person before, but we just want to shout him out again since now he is an Emmy winner, and that is Mr. Riz Ahmed, who won an Emmy for starring in the limited series on HBO called The Night Of. Yep. And he looked really good.
Yeah.
He looked really tasty.
Yeah. Notice how a lot of the men of color were wearing not black tuxes.
And looking
at
him good as hell.
Yes.
Good as hell. Say what you want about Donald Glover, and I will, and I have,
yes.
And I do.
Yes.
He looked good. But Riz, my man Riz, looking like a... just want to take a bite. Anyway. So... shout out to you. I think we can go ahead and congratulate, some of that success to the DWIDP bump. it worked for Rami Malek, and it's working for Riz. There's a lot of things that are working for Riz. Call me. So.
In your British voice.
Yes. Anyway. Let me stop. I was about to say something really fast. Okay. moving on. Next one. Yes. There's more print to talk about.
Yes, Lord
Jesus, God, yes.
Mercy.
See? We already thirsty. we have to talk about another Emmy winner, Mr. Sterling Kelby Brown, who is an actor that is known for playing Christopher Darden in The People vs. O.J. Simpson, an American crime story. He won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series for that. And he recently won an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actor in Drama Series for This Is Us.
Yes.
So, Mr. Brown is from St. Louis, Missouri. He studied acting at Stanford University and New York University. He's done a lot of TV work. He is also happily married to Ryan Michelle Bath, who is his college sweetheart. And they have two sons.
Aww.
And Ryan is a beautiful black woman. And she is also an actress. And, oh shit, he's going to be in Black Panther. Yes. Come
on. Oh my God.
Let me make it to February. But
I know.
But yeah. So, you know, listed all these credentials. Now we can get to the Thurston. He fine as fuck.
Chow.
Like, chow. The face. The body. The body. The body. He has no compunctions about showing y'all. Like, he will lift up the Emmy Award that he just won. And his shirt.
And his shirt.
You these abs. You gonna get these abs.
I did not know he had it going on like that. I'm like, oh, he's cute. You know, he fine and shit. Then he started posting the pics.
Like, why is a happily married man thirst trapping on the gram?
Because he rude. He rude as fuck.
He rude. But he knows we need this. we need some Black Beefcake. Ooh, I just wish, I'm just mad that he couldn't be on more episodes of Insecure so we could have seen that booty work. Oh, sorry.
Hold up, though. I haven't watched this season. No, I haven't watched this.
You're not Insecure.
You said if we don't, look, if we watch, you said it before, we watch TV, we're going to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched this season yet. But it's like, apparently, he was an option for Molly.
Yes.
And she passed up.
Passed it up.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Girl, I told everybody on that show makes bad decisions with their lives. And this was just one of the biggest ones for Molly. Like, you're going to get passed up all of that. Not even road tested. Like,
it's gonna get road tested, taste tested.
You at in this corner. At in this corner. She said taste tested. But yes, I concur.
What else do you
concur.
Do?
I concur.
Okay.
Especially with the other dudes that she was smashing on that show. We couldn't have one scene. We see how the booty work. I've seen some clips of him dancing.
Me too.
Oh, Jesus.
That booty is hypnotizing.
Michelle Bath is a happy woman, I'm saying.
You know, wait a minute. That's what I said when I saw it. I'm like, congratulations to your wife, Sterling.
Yes.
Just congratulations to her.
Oh, Lord. Anyways. Oh, Lord. He need to stop, though. He married.
Yeah.
He married.
I know.
I don't feel right thirsting over married men, but in this case, I gotta make an exception.
Yes.
You know how you just look at some people and you just
okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's Sterling Brown. That's Sterling K. Brown, y'all. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Wow. He's a lot. He's a lot. God bless him. But he's one of five children, so he has brothers.
Oh,
maybe some of them are single. Maybe.
Hey,
keep hope alive.
Show us your brother, Sterling. Just take a picture with your brothers, and we'll
put the shirts up.
We'll do any, meeny, miny, mo.
Oh God. Anyways, yes, that's the print. Yes.
Ooh, girl, you saw that picture of him running.
I saw them pictures of him shirtless, with his other castmates. Looking, oh, Lord.
I saw the picture of him running, and he's wearing some very, very revealing shorts.
Okay, you need to send those to me immediately. We'll do that offline, yes.
Okay. You don't remember this.
Girl.
And though, but my friend, my
Ryan,
girl, me, she
Ryan
was like,
is a happy woman. Like,
yes. From that picture, yep. From the picture I saw, she's.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a reason she's smiling a lot.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh, they are a beautiful couple.
Yes.
And he fine. He fine. She is fine too. God.
Yes.
This is fine. Oh, Lord. All right. Okay. I'm sweating, so I'm going to wipe myself down while Inda does woman's vocab.
All right. Woman's vocab. Today's woman's vocab word is transformative justice. Transformative justice seeks to analyze systems of dominance that fosters various forms of oppression. Instead of looking to state institutions for justice or retribution, transformative justice looks to community accountability without the use of punitive or retributive practices, including prison, torture, and the death penalty. It studies systems of oppression in all their complexities and how we are intertwined in them in complex ways. For instance, you may be oppressed in one situation, but an oppressor in another. Transformative justice seeks change on personal and societal levels, which means systems, structures, and relationships. Transformative justice.
Thank you. You may be oppressed in one situation, but an oppressor in another.
Yep.
Which is how straight black men can be the white people of black people.
Yes. It's how cishet black women can be pretty horrible to trans women and other quilt bag women. And non-binary nature to people.
Do better, people.
Yes.
All right. So that is our show. You can contact us at Black Girl Squee. Individually, Inda is at Inda's Corner if you want to talk to her about taste tests. I am at Dust Daughter if you want to send me pics of Sterling Brown in tight, tight shorts. We're on Tumblr at blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Podcasts. And you can find us on Simplecast, blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. Please check out our Patreons. Inda has her own Patreon, and I have a Patreon at patreon.com/blackgirlsquee. And please check us out and donate to keep our shows going if you like what you hear. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
I've got salvation now. Keeps the spirit moving in my soul.